This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for March 25th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. On a recent episode of the Osbournes podcast, Ozzy and Sharon talked about the one time they went to marriage counseling, saying they attended one session, Sharon saying he lasted about a half an hour, threw a water bottle at the wall, and walked out. She continued, no matter how much bad behavior or who's wrong or right in a certain situation, he's the only man other than my dad that I've ever loved. I just adore him, and I knew what he was before I married him. Ozzy Osbourne is nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year for the second time, this time as a solo artist. Pearl Jam's 12th studio album, Dark Matter, is set for release on April 19th. Last week, the band released a new song called Running. Stone Gossard saying it was fun to come up with one more up-tempo song, he said. Vocal dexterity here and on a few other spots on the album is just stunning, talking about Eddie Vedder. Pearl Jam have announced the Pearl Jam Running Club, which you can enter online on their social media accounts. The band celebrating the release of their new album with an exclusive cinematic engagement called Pearl Jam Dark Matter Global Theatrical Experience, one night only. It's scheduled to take place on April 16th. Dark Matter will come to life in over 225 locations nationwide. And the band is also taking part in Record Store Day, scheduled to happen on April 20th, releasing a special edition of Dark Matter, only available in independently owned brick-and-mortar record stores. Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden is set to make his first appearance at a U.S. comic convention happening Saturday, March 30th at the WonderCon in Anaheim, California. He'll be taking part in a panel discussion about his debut comic series, based on his new solo album, The Mandrake Project. The Mandrake Project comic is a 12-episode graphic novel. He said there's a lot of sex and drugs and violence, but it's also basically a story about a guy who is looking for his identity. Prince will be the subject of an upcoming jukebox musical movie distributed by Universal Pictures. It's being made with Black Panther filmmaker Ryan Coogler, who's set to produce. The script was written by Brian Edward Hill, who previously worked on the television series Titans and Ash vs. Evil Dead. Prince, who passed away in 2016, had a long cinematic history, including the film Purple Rain, which came out 40 years ago. There's reportedly an upcoming stage adaptation of the film as well. And the producers of the upcoming film about AC/DC's Bon Scott have clarified that the movie will not be a strict biopic about the late singer. The Kid from Harvest Road is currently in the works and is being described as a fictionalized narrative set in the 1960s during Scott's coming-of-age years. Young Australian actor Lee Tiger Halley, who stars in Netflix's Boy Swallows Universe, is set to play Bon Scott. Static X's classic 1999 album, Wisconsin Death Trip, turned 25 over the weekend. To commemorate the anniversary, the band announced a documentary called Evil Disco, The Rise, Fall, and Regeneration of Static X, featuring members of the band alongside managers, contemporaries from bands like Hatebreed, Fear Factory, Seven Dust, Motley Crue, and more. You can check out the official trailer online. Drummer Josh Freese is set to rejoin A Perfect Circle for their upcoming North American tour 13 years after he last played with the band. A Perfect Circle joins Pussifer and Primus on the Sasanta tour that kicks off in Boston on April 2nd. The Sasanta tour celebrates manager James Keenan's 60th birthday. Josh Freese, who permanently joined the Foo Fighters in 2023, had been a member of A Perfect Circle from 1998 to 2012. He's set to play all of the dates until April 20th in Los Angeles, after which he will rejoin the Foo Fighters. Then Pussifer's Gunnar Olsson will sit in for him with A Perfect Circle. Guitarist Alex Lifeson said that despite briefly considering some sort of Rush reunion, that it is certainly not in the cards anytime soon. The band calling it quits a day after the death of their drummer, Neil Peart, in 2020, Over the last couple of years, Alex Lifeson and bassist and lead singer Geddy Lee have worked on their own respective musical endeavors, but rumors have been circulating about the pair working together again, particularly after they performed at both the London and Los Angeles Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts in 2022. Lifeson saying there's so much stuff in the airwaves these days about Geddy and I getting back together and doing something, and I think it's partly because of the way that things went 9 years ago when we finished touring. He went on to say, for a little while, I thought it'd be good to get back out on tour. And then I thought, nah, not really. I'm not interested. I don't want to sit in a hotel room for hours and hours and hours just to work for a couple of hours. Armin van Buuren pulled out all the stops at this year's Ultra Music Festival in Miami. The unexpected moment unfolded as Jon Bon Jovi took the stage to unveil Armin van Buuren's unreleased remix of the song Keep the Faith. Saying on stage, it's an incredible honor to remix this track and to share the stage with Jon Bon Jovi, as I've been a massive fan for years. This track is different from anything I've ever released before, and no better place to share it than with all of you on the Ultra main stage. Pete Townsend has commented on The Who's future, suggesting that the legendary act may get back out on the road for an extensive farewell tour, saying, quote, it feels to me like there's one thing that The Who can do, and it's a final tour where we play every territory in the world and then crawl off to die, he said. He continued, I don't get much of a buzz from performing with The Who. If I'm really honest, I've been touring for the money. My idea of an ordinary lifestyle is pretty elevated. And nearly 30 years after The Simpsons joked about Cypress Hill accidentally booking the London Symphony Orchestra while high, the hip-hop group is making it a reality. They've announced they'll be joined by the 71-piece orchestra for a concert this summer, taking place at London's Royal Albert Hall on July 10th. The show will feature Cypress Hill performing some of their biggest hits like Insane in the Brain and I Want to Get High over orchestral arrangements conducted by LSO's Troy Miller. A ticket presale begins tomorrow in advance of the general on sale happening on Wednesday. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 198 featuring Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.